Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast Roots of the Game, a podcast that inspires women to live an active and healthy lifestyle. I am Erin Thorne. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been asked a lot as to how I got my start in sports, primarily in golf, because that's the sport that I play the most at this point in my life, and that's the sport that I'm most associated with by other people, being a golf coach. But I want to go through a few of the different sports and how I got started in them, and a lot of it always has to come back to family. So if we think of kind of my first sport that I said, golf, it really stems to the fact that my parents' first date was golfing. My dad asked my mom to go to the prom, and she said, you know what, I'd rather try that golf thing that you do. So that's really the stem of it all for me. But the other part too is we were really, really fortunate in that we grew up in a town that had a golf course that was very junior friendly, and to this day is very junior friendly, so Muskoka Curling and Golf Club. So we, as young kids with mom and dad, would go out and we would play 1 and 18 because they ran beside each other, and we'd have 5 shots to get on the green, and if we weren't on, we'd pick it up, we'd put it on the green, we'd have 5 putts to get it in the hole. If we weren't, we'd move on to the next hole. And as my sister, brother, and I got better at that, we would then go and play 1, 2, 17, 18, and then 1, 2, 3, 16, 17, 18, before then playing a full 9 holes. So it was very much family-based. We would get out there after dinner and get those couple holes in. I'm certain that even just playing 1 and 18 in the early days, it would take a lot of patience out of mom and dad, and also take a lot of time to just get the 5 of us around those 2 holes. But very, very grateful. Obviously, golf is still a big, big piece of my life, and it wouldn't be that way without that opportunity that we had to get introduced to the game. The other sports that I'm going to touch base on is hockey. So, being Canadian, we all kind of figure out a way to skate fairly early on in life, be it through hockey, figure skating, that sort of thing. So my introduction was actually through figure skating, but after one of our performances, my brother was playing a hockey game, and while sitting in the stands and watching him go, I said to my parents, I go, that's what I want to do. And while it was mid-season, they said, no, you got to stick with figure skating through this season. I was 4. They were making the decisions. The next year, I was signed up for minor league hockey in Bracebridge and played that until I was 12 or 13 years old, and then got back into playing it as we started our high school hockey team, and have continued off and on throughout adulthood. No matter where I've moved to, I've been able to find a group to play with, be it a group of women, a group of men that are open to me playing. Keep skating, keep shooting the puck for certain. And then the other sport that, again, is part of the logo is snowboarding. And again, this ties back to my brother. So we were really, really fortunate in our elementary school. During the winter months, we would have winter electives where we could pick different activities to sign up for each year, and we'd have 4 or 5 weeks where the Wednesday afternoon, instead of sitting in the classroom and learning about history or math or whatever, the entire school would divide out into whatever activities that person had signed up for that year. And in grade 6 or 7, I decided to sign up for downhill skiing. Parents never did it. My brother was signing up for snowboarding, but I didn't quite feel comfortable doing that. I liked the idea of skiing. And then the next year, again, my brother had had so much fun that I was like, I want to try that. So I learned how to snowboard as well. And again, it became a very big piece of my life. I taught snowboarding and skiing, actually, for a few years. And it's something, again, it's a great way for me to go on a vacation during the winter months, enjoy different parts of the country at different times of the year and just get out and ride the slopes. So that's kind of the introduction that I had to those three sports that are part of my logo. Would love to hear how you got your introduction to sports, and just realize that throughout adulthood you can pick up new hobbies and you can continue old ones. And it's just a matter of starting where you are and just recognizing that the first step of being an active and healthy adult is just movement. Have a great day.